88. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America on satellite, around the world on the internet at www.twc.ca. And joining us on this segment is best-selling author, travel expert, Lily DeBarbieri. And she's written a great book that I just loved going through with the pictures and the stories, A Guide to Southern Arizona's Historic Farms and Ranches. Welcome to Travel World, Lily.
Thanks, Stephen. So glad to hear you like the book.
Very much. That always
makes me feel great.
Well, very much so, because especially one of the ranches that you talk about, we actually did a live broadcast during our
Yeah, I know. It's just such a small world. White Stallion, right?
White Stallion. And it was so peaceful, so relaxing. Loved the food there. Loved the people that we met, both the people who worked
there. Oh, that's so funny. You know, we must have met, I mean, it's the same ownership now, so you must have met Russ True. It's been in the family for, gosh, since the late 1960s, and it's actually one of the closest ranches to where I live. So it's just so funny that, you know, you would get the book and our paths would cross this way.
Well, Vic Phillips, who is one of our correspondents, former Canadian anchorman, and we had a picture for quite a while on our website of him aboard a horse, and he enjoyed his trail ride, and there were so many things to do. You really were stepping back into that Wild West experience.
Yeah, and it really hasn't changed very much today. I mean, the landscape still, it has that classic Arizona landscape. It's in the Tucson Mountains. It's near the old movie studio there, Old Tucson Studios. And, you know, it's just incredible comparing pictures from the 1940s, the 50s, the 60s, and the pictures that you take now when you visit the ranch, or that, you know, that they'll so gladly show you in their old family photo albums. But the ranch and its environment really hasn't changed very much. So I think that that's a really welcoming prospect for guests.
Oh, very much so. How many in total farms and ranches do you review in your book?
I reviewed 22, and there's far more, and part of that was because I focused on a small geographical part of the state, the southern Arizona region, and I also wanted to put together as good of a list as I could. I looked at places that were the most environmentally friendly, family friendly, had a really long history, and just kind of struck me in other ways. So I don't want to say that, you know, because you weren't in my book, you weren't very good. That's not what I mean at all. But I didn't include every single guest ranch in southern Arizona.
Well, there are, as you mentioned, ranches that may specialize or maybe the best fit for a family or for senior citizens or an upscale traveler versus a budget traveler. Maybe take us through a few of your picks.
Yeah, I think I did put together a really good representative array of places down here that would suit all of those different types of people, groups of people. I don't think that that's really necessarily to my own, you know, because of my own talents or whatever. It's the nature, I think, of the guest ranches and the farm stays around here. They really offer a wide variety of things to do. And even if you're not necessarily looking for that active of a vacation, you can certainly just kind of relax by the pool at, say, Tonka Verde Ranch. Or if you're into some light hiking, you might go for a hike around White Stallion. Or if you're into something a little bit more hardcore, like learning the craft of ranching, you might stay at Cold Creek Ranch, which is more in the more eastern part of the state. So there's a wide variety of things to do that I think will kind of cater to a lot of different types of travelers. And you know, I kind of thought of my own style of vacationing, and I'm like that as well. I like to do a lot of different things. So that was kind of what was in mind when I wrote the book.
These certainly, the ranch experience goes in very, it's a great match with people wanting to go back to a kinder, gentler age, wanting to relax, and the whole extended weekend getaway experience.
Yeah, it's funny because the people that come out here to stay on guest ranches come from all over the country, certainly all over the world, and then you also get day trippers from, or you know, long weekend trippers from Phoenix or Tucson or larger towns that are within striking distance for that type of, you know, kind of short term vacation. So it's the guest experience there is just so different for everybody.
And they can combine that sort of rural with the urban, the cultural with the historical, and as you mentioned, it's, you know, these places are within an hour or two of Tucson or of Phoenix.
If you're talking about White Stallion Ranch and Tonka Verde Ranch, you have one ranch on one side of the city and the other ranch on the other side of the city. So it's kind of like pick your, you really can't go wrong. And maybe because of the way that Tucson is spread out here, you are in a city and you're not in a city because of the way that the city is laid out in general, in an overall sense. And also because one of the nice things about these properties is they kind of saw the writing on the wall. And when the owners bought the places years ago, they decided to kind of set up shop near a national park or a state park, a local park, so that they would kind of ensure that really authentic country feel, even though more and more development might be happening around them. So, for example, White Stallion is adjacent to Tucson Mountain Park, and Tonka Verde is adjacent actually to a national park, so our own national park. And in some of the smaller towns around here, like Patagonia, which is about an hour and a half away from Tucson, that's not really as necessary, but you also get that really nice being away from it all, but also being close to, kind of a hip, fun little town where you can enjoy something else if you were so inclined.
And we have around 2 minutes left in this segment. What would be the best time of year to go and experience one of these ranches? Because we hear right now, like, a lot of the temperatures in Arizona are 120 degrees. So.
Yeah, and that's kind of funny because the book came out in July. So I hope people weren't, like, you know, trying to encourage us to come down here right now. I'm not. The weather is the most important consideration. It's what you would want to look at first. And we experience our best weather here late October through the end of April, early May. I mean, there's fluctuations, of course, but that's kind of one where you want to plan your vacation to coincide with, if you're lucky enough to get your vacation during that time period. It's crisp, it's sunny, it's dry. If you're in the mountains, it is a little... you might get some snow, but that's unusual, and it's kind of beautiful when you see the desert kind of blanketed with snow. So it'll be quite exciting to be on a ranch, and if it's snowed, everyone will be having kind of a good time. So definitely you would want to look at doing something during that time.
Well, our broadcast out in the White Stallion was in January, and certainly the temperature gets cool at night, but it was beautiful during the day.
Yeah.
Great time. We walked around the ground, took those short hikes. Vic went out on the horse. We had those great meals. There, as you say, there is something for everybody. Plus, as well, the accommodations, immaculately clean, quiet. It was
stepping
back into the 40s, and I loved it. I totally loved it.
There's a real authenticity there too. Even though the place, most of the places on my list are working ranches, but also guest ranches, you know, full swing. There's nothing fake there. So definitely get out there and see what it's all about.
The book is A Guide to Southern Arizona's Historic Farms and Ranches. Lily DeBarbieri is the author. And where can somebody get it? We have around 10 seconds left.
Probably your best bet is online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, indie booksellers. If you're in Arizona, it sells in local bookshops. Definitely online is the way to go.
Okay, A Guide to Southern Arizona's Historic Farms and Ranches. Lily DeBarbieri, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Really appreciate it. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And we'll be right back here on the Travel World Radio Network.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality,
okay.
Professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, around the world on the internet, www.twc.ca. And in our current segment, coming back from the break, we're joined on the line by Xavier Icardo, the Vice President of Operations Canada for G6 Hospitality, the people behind the Motel 6 brand name that you see on the highways and byways of Canada and the United States. A lot of great things happening with regards to renovations and expansion. Xavier, welcome to Travel World.
Thanks a lot.
Now, people have the image of Motel 6. It's been on the road for years and years and years, but the Motel 6 that they may have tried 10, 20 years ago, it's a totally different picture these days. Still a great value, but big improvements.
Oh, absolutely. And it's definitely still the best value out there. But the hotel people have in mind is completely different now. We've done some incredible renovations. And we're looking at a new concept that is really very hip, very trendy, with some pretty cool improvements. Granite countertops, full wood floors, 32-inch flat screen TVs. And those renovations are happening all over the Americas, in the States, and in Canada. We're looking at doing 100 of those this year, as a matter of fact.
So somebody can look up and get one of these new properties, and they're going to walk in, and they're going to be wowed. I've seen some of the pictures, and this is a beautiful look.
Oh, it's amazing. When you open the door, you will be surprised. It's very clear, fine. It's we're talking about a really new design, new colors, accent walls. It really looks pretty cool. And we've just done two of those hotels in Canada, in Burlington, Ontario, and Mississauga, Ontario. And if you're in that neck of the woods, you should stop by and check it out.
Well, I certainly plan to. And because people are looking for that value when they travel, this is making an expansion of the brand in more markets all the time. People are looking for that value.
Absolutely. Actually, we are looking at developing an extra 100 hotels in the Americas by the end of this year, mainly through franchise. But we're also looking not only at Canada and the United States, but very soon at Mexico and also Puerto Rico.
Those are certainly booming markets, and certainly it's not just the leisure traveler that is going to Motel 6, but also the corporate traveler who says, this is great value. Why do I have to spend all my dollars on a hotel room? I've got now extra dollars in my pocket to sample the local cuisine or sample some of the local attractions.
Oh, you're completely right. If you have a per diem, for example, you can save that money and definitely spend it elsewhere. We have an extended stay brand, called Studio 6 also, which will offer you an even better value if you stay a whole week and pay in advance. So very clearly, good value. And again, when money is important, it's good to be able to save and to know that you're going to be able to invest it somewhere else.
And somebody who is going for more than a few days, as you mentioned, they have that convenience of the sort of the small studio setup, an extra room to walk around. They're not really confined to a tiny little room. They've got that extra room. It's as big as an apartment in Manhattan.
Well, it's certainly much more cost-effective than an apartment in Manhattan, I can tell you that. But the good news also is that we have that kitchen, right? So you can do your own cooking and save on restaurants and breakfast. So you take care of yourself. You feel at home. It's kind of your home away from your home at the end of the day.
And there's some new properties that are sort of going to open soon across Canada in four or five different markets.
Correct. In Canada, which is the market I'm working on right now, we're looking at least four more properties in the pipeline right now, two in Saskatchewan, one in Alberta, and one in Toronto downtown, actually, and that's pretty exciting news, a new Studio 6 that should be opening by the end of the year in Toronto downtown next to Kensington Markets. That's a pretty, pretty cool location, I got to tell you.
Now, pet friendly, that's also a concept that people hear, we want to take our pets with us, and pet friendly is sort of what is really going to, again, set you apart from the pack.
Oh, and you know what? It's amazing. I mean, it's terrible to see people checking in pets by the window discreetly at night. Now, we don't want that. We want pets to be welcomed, and we definitely take care of them. There is no charge. They stay for free. And trust me, our new wooden floors definitely make it very much more convenient and comfortable for the pets also. I think the only thing we ask them to do, and or their owners rather, is to make sure that they're traveling with their crates if they're leaving the pets unattended in the room for the safety and security of our team members. But otherwise, you know what, we've accepted the incredible different type of pets over the years. And again, no charge. People can travel and stop every few hundred kilometers or a few hundred miles and just, you know, stop with us and know that there will be no concerns. We will welcome them with absolutely no doubt.
I still have yet to travel with my dog. I don't know how he likes to bark. And he likes to get all the sheep in order. So I don't know whether he might be the best traveler of all, but I might very well try that out and see how he likes it. But that's also good for people who stay in a room after a pet has been in there, because it's very easy to clean. Somebody says, oh no, I walked into a room and I can tell a dog or a cat has been there. But hey, those wooden floors, they're not going to have that residue there. They're going to have a nice fur-free stay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you're right, because, of course, it's not your typical carpet, so the stuff doesn't stay in the carpet. There is no more carpet. We have replaced it by a very easy-to-clean type of surface, and any incident can be tackled very, very fast, and I got to tell you, you won't feel or smell the trace when you check in, absolutely.
Now, the properties tend to be in very well-located areas, near exit ramps of highways, well-traveled routes, near industrial parks where people are going to go on business, and near restaurants and stores. So, for example, when you do have a Studio 6 with a kitchen, you don't have to go miles and miles out of your way to go get those groceries, or you're staying overnight at a Motel 6, you're looking for a reasonable restaurant. I'm looking and I'm seeing a list of around a dozen restaurants within a couple of miles distance away.
No, absolutely. I think location is always very important. For Motel 6, it's got to be highway visible. You're tired, it's raining, it's snowing, there is a blizzard, whatever the case might be. You know what? You see the sign, you stop, you'll have great quality, a clean, comfortable room at the best price on the market. And then for studio, if you're staying longer, if you're more into the business atmosphere, then definitely you're looking at properties that are located in industrial areas next to office buildings, etc. So, you know, two different approaches. But then again, we accept, of course, all our customers. And whether you're looking for the kitchenettes or not the kitchenettes, we'll definitely welcome you at any of our two brands.
Well, I do know I've had some feedback from people who have stayed in Mississauga, also Kingston, Ontario, because a lot of people in Montreal or Ottawa, they start off late at night and they only want to go halfway. And they say that property in Kingston, Ontario, near the 401, is like a welcoming beacon in the middle of the night. It stands out there and it shines and invites you off the highway to go stay overnight.
Absolutely. And then if you go 401 towards the American border in Windsor, you still have some hotels in Whitby. You still have some hotels in Mississauga, and then in London, also on 401. So, you know, you've got an hotel every maybe 150 kilometers apart, which is really great. So you got to rest when you're traveling. It is tiring to drive, so it's okay to, slow down, take a break, have a good night's sleep, and start again the next day.
Well, very much so. I know I've done that. Highway, it's fine. Usually when I'm heading west, if I'm going from Montreal to Michigan, it sounds great, 10, 12 hours, and I do it westbound. Coming eastbound on the way home after the trip, hey, I always end up wanting to stay overnight somewhere, because you kind of drift off. And if you don't pull off the highway and get a good night's sleep, or also get a good meal, you're going to go off the road somewhere, and I've seen it happen too often. So it's good that there are reasonably priced properties along the highway, not just along the 401, but along the highways and byways across Canada and the United States, operated by Motel 6. So you have 17 properties currently, or 17 franchise properties currently in Canada, with another five by the master franchisor. So over 20 properties in Canada and growing.
Absolutely, yeah. 22 properties right now in Canada. We're looking at four more and two more by the end of the year, one in Regina, Saskatchewan, and one in Toronto, as I mentioned. So we'll be around 24 by the end of the year, and we have some pretty aggressive expansion plans for the next few years with more provinces in Canada. And, of course, in the States, we have more than 1,000 hotels, so definitely growing.
I'm looking forward to stopping off and seeing that new look. I'll probably be heading down during the summertime along the 401 there. So certainly looking forward to testing out the new look of Motel 6 and Studio 6 in Canada and in the United States. Xavier Yacardo, Vice President of Operations, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Have a great trip, and don't forget to stay with us.
Oh, I will. Thank you for joining us. And coming up to the break here on Travel World, and join us after. We'll be right back.
Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.